tonight it's full 20 is the capacity, so we have 15 people in permanent beds, and then we have 5 roll-up beds in the sitting room where they can kind of retire to after people are finished watching television around 11 or 12. And then last night we had the 20 here, and we had additional 3 in the communal areas of McGarry House, so it's pretty busy. It's at capacity every night for the last week or two, and we've never had less than 15.
There's a good camaraderie here, I've noticed. People keep each other's spirits up.
Absolutely, it's kind of like home. Like, as you hear the doorbell there, you hear like the ping of a microwave, the television's on, plenty of cups of tea and coffee, and everyone's glad to get in after a long day, kind of whiling away the time outside. So it's great, and people kind of don't spend that long around here. They're tired after the day and they'll head off up to bed soon enough. So it's a really nice atmosphere, as you can tell yourself, considering that people have been, you know, under pressure out all day. You've heard people talking about looking for apartments all day long with no success, and then being completely out of the reach in terms of the price of them. You know, it's amazing that they're so high spirited and such good form when they come in.
Kind of shows how important the fundraising side of it is. Just where people's money goes, things like this.
Absolutely, the fundraising is vital. I mean, things like our street outreach service is really, really important, because they're entirely unfunded, and we rely on donations and volunteers to keep those going. So services like that, services like this, which only started in December, they wouldn't happen if we didn't have the support of the local community, which in Limerick is immense, and we're so grateful for that.
The biggest thing about here is that it's really homely, that like when people come in at night, it's just they have a cup of tea and they sit down and relax, and you know, everyone kind of works together and just stuff like that. So it's really it's lovely, you know, it's really nice to work here.
Is it rewarding?
Yeah, it is, yeah, because like, you know, the relationships you build up with everybody here is really like, it makes the atmosphere really relaxed, and you know, it is really rewarding when there is people that are in need and you're there to kind of provide a service for them and the support for them.
It's March now, so this was the Winter Beds Initiative, so I mean, what happens from here?
Well, we've got extended till the 30th of June, so I suppose it's a winter and spring initiative and summer initiative at the moment. I suppose that we're really happy that it's been extended, because it wouldn't have been possible to get everybody moved through Housing First by the end of March. It is our ambition to have everybody moved through Housing First by the end of June. We're not anxious for this to be a long-term solution, having people 9 to 9. It's a humanitarian response to an immediate crisis, but we would like it to be a more stable service if it was to increase, that people would have 24-hour supports, that people would be able to access the service whenever they needed to. I think that's important, to be providing people with that support if they're really going to move on and exit homelessness.
Una's informed me that you guys have got the extension to the end of June. That must be some sort of a boost.
Well, I mean, a lot of the people who've been staying here for, you know, since we've been opened, have been, you know, getting kind of anxious about what's going to happen when the service was going to be closing on the 31st of March. So they were delighted to get that news. So, yeah, I mean, extension means at least we now have another 3 months. But then the same question will arise at the end of that 3 months. I mean, the fact is there aren't any, there isn't housing for people. The hostels are full. So we're on top of the hostels, because otherwise everybody who's staying here would otherwise not have anywhere to go at all. So the likelihood is a lot of people who would be staying here would otherwise be sleeping rough.
Lots of stories, lots of different backgrounds, and lots of different types of people here. There's no one type of background of anybody here, I've noticed.
No, absolutely not. I mean, that's the kind of myth that people see a homeless person on the street, so they think they that describes every homeless person, and it's not the case. Everybody has a story. There's all a great variety of individuals, and from all sorts of backgrounds. That's just the case. I mean, when you work here, you see what or volunteer here, you just see what an interesting and varied group of people they are, with, you know, with lives. You want to get back up, you know, get on with their lives.
I noticed the community sort of feel around here as soon as I walked in the door. I mean, would you agree with that?
Yeah, oh, it's absolutely, it's a lovely atmosphere. I mean, and I think places like this have that feel, because it's very, people are very grateful to be here. We haven't had any incidents. We haven't had any trouble. We haven't had to call the guards. There's been nothing like what people might expect or think that would happen in a place like that. Instead, it's really convivial. It's really friendly. There's a great atmosphere. It's people trying to do the best with what they have, and yeah, it's really nice to be around that.
At the latest count, there were 252 homeless people in Limerick. Despite the extension of the initiative until June, Novas and its users alike are concerned that the temporary beds on Lord Edward Street do not provide a permanent solution to the homeless crisis. Many of those availing of the Winter Beds initiative did not wish to be recorded, but one young man spoke to me briefly about his own story and had this advice for the people of Limerick.
Stay away from drugs, all right, because they're bad. Stay away from Xanax. Always respect your family, your mother, your father, grandmother, whoever you live with. Respect your family, love your family. Don't end up in this situation because you're on your own and you'll never get back what you used to have.
But after this space closes, and it will close at some point, there has to be another alternative to this. This is just emergency, very basic facilities. People are in at 9 in the evening, out at 9, so they're walking for 12 hours of the day. So there has to be something better than this.